Today's date, the 28th of December, 2015. This is in regards to incident number PB15027122. The time is now 20 after 6 on the morning of the 28th. This is Constable Sedrup, S-E-J-R-U-P. I'll be escorted by Officer Moher, M-O-H-E-R. Accused in this matter is Thomas Chan, 17th of December, 1996. Deceased is Andrew Chan, and the other victim is a Cheryl Witteven, the 14th of July, 1962. Self and Officer Moher will be taking control of Mr. Chan, Thomas Chan, in the Sallyport of the Piro Police Station at this time. He's currently sitting in the back of car number 37. We're leaving Officer White and Officer Edwards. Mr. Chan?
Yep.
Hi. My name is Officer Sedrup, and the other officer is going to be with you is Officer Moher. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a couple things I need to read to you. Yep. You will be charged with homicide and attempt homicide. Do you wish to say anything in answer to the charge? You're not obligated to say anything unless you wish to do so, but whatever you say may be given in evidence. Do you understand that caution?
Whatever I did, I plead guilty.
Okay, just hold on for a sec. Just before you say anything else, do you understand what that means, what I just read to you?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay, just means you don't have to talk to us. You don't have to say anything to us at all. You understand that?
I don't
that?
Have to. I want to.
Okay, well, just hold on for a little bit longer here, okay? Well, there's a few more things we've got to take care of ahead of time, okay?
Of course.
If you've spoken to any police officer or to anyone with authority, or if any such person has spoken to you in connection with this case, I want it clearly understood. I do not want it to influence you in making any statement. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, that means that if you've been sitting with these officers here and they've told you that, you know what, you have to talk to us or you need to tell us things that I want you to understand clearly, that is not the case. Do you understand that?
I'm very familiar with this, yes.
Okay, perfect. And this little device right here that I have on my chest right now, it is a recording device. It is an audio recording device, and it will be recording everything that's going to be happening from this moment forward. Actually, has been recording since we've been doing this these cautions, mm-hmm. And it'll be on the entire time that we're all together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Now I understand that you've expressed the desire to speak with a lawyer.
Not at all. I just want to plead guilty to whatever I have done.
Okay.
And I do not want to see any family.
Okay. That's fine. We don't have to see any family. But we obviously need to get you taken care of here. We can get your injuries taken care of. But is there a lawyer that we can put you in touch with?
Do I have to?
It's your right to speak to a lawyer. It's your right not to speak to a lawyer. But you have that right. And we can put you in touch with any lawyer you wish to speak with. Or we can even put you in touch with duty counsel, which is free legal advice. And we'll get you connected with that. We'll make a phone call. And you can talk to whoever you need to.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Who do you have an idea who you'd like to talk to?
Or? No idea.
Okay. Why don't you think about that while we're on the way up to the hospital? We're going to take you to Ross Memorial and Lindsay, mm-hmm. to get you looked after. That's where we're going to go next.
Can I ask you questions as we are driving up to the hospital? Are you able to or no?
You can't. Just remember, understand that we are recording everything, right?
Yeah, of course.
You do understand that?
I want. I would like. Plead guilty.
Okay, but we're also the officers who are escorting, and I mean, you want to say whatever you want to say, that's fine. We're not going to ask you any questions, but we are the ones that are transporting you up to the hospital, and we're going to take you up there to get you treated. Okay?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll put the briefcase up in there. My lunch bag. Just one moment there, sir.
Open two, please.
We're going to go to Ross Memorial Hospital.
190 plus 2. We'll be clear in 37, I believe this is. The PC Cedric and I heading to Ross Memorial. Accused party Thomas Chan. Our mileage is 13934.
Tempor is 626 and emerge there has been advised.
10-4, thank you.
I'm sorry? Yes, it is still recording. I'm just going to actually write down the model number and the serial number on the device I'm using here. Well, it is really quite difficult to hear, but like I said, we're not going to ask you any questions. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I have no prior history of being violent. I have suffered through multiple concussions in my past, with causing depression, all that good stuff, so that can definitely contribute to it. And then I went through some pretty severe drug use. The drugs I have consumed in my past consist of MDMA, cocaine, and marijuana pretty much every day for up to a year and 7 months. And then I did shrooms, and after I did shrooms, I felt like it opened up my perspective on things, and I stopped smoking weed, and I thought I was really making a turn for the better. And then when I came here, and I guess what happened tonight, was I took shrooms after drinking. I read about this thing called the third eye or some bullshit like that, and then I started meditating and I started hallucinating, started thinking I was God, which is ridiculous, and it's just so stupid. And had I not have been on drugs, I would have understood that's stupid, and I never would have thought that. And I didn't think this was possible for me. But, and then all of a sudden I thought that everyone who wasn't, I don't know, everything started morphing, and then all of a sudden it started going bad, and I started thinking that everyone was against me, and I wanted to be in the light. And then all of a sudden everyone started turning against me, and it was just went south from there. And I don't know, it was just, yeah, it's definitely mushrooms, yeah. That was the main contributor to this. And I am so, believe me that I am sorry, and I did did not think this could ever happen to me, and I did not see this coming. But I take full responsibility for it. And whatever punishment, most severe, as severe as it is, it should be rightfully so, because it was a vicious, unprovoked attack. And there's nothing I can do to take it back. I wish that it all could. I could, obviously, and you've probably heard that before. But it's just, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And I wish that all these formalities weren't here so we could just talk. But I just didn't. I don't know. It was strictly down to drug use and depression struggles and all that, and I just hope that, I don't know what I hope. I just want to take my punishment and just, yeah, I don't know. I never saw this coming. I just got this total God complex of myself. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. And anything that I can do to help emphasize the wrong in drug use and solidify the seriousness of mental illness, I would all for it, no matter how demeaning or whatever it is for myself, because I deserve it. But believe me when I say I am not a bad person, and this was just an unprovoked, ridiculous attack, and I feel so much regret, and I can't believe that I put my friend's family through this. Oh, wow. Yeah. No amount of tears and anything can. Yeah, wow.
Like I said earlier, our main priority is to get your hand. Your hands looked after.
Yeah.
Get them fixed, okay?
Yeah.
Get an opportunity to talk to a lawyer, and then you can come back, and there'll be other officers that will interview you. They'll ask you a whole bunch of questions as to what happened. You can get into as much detail as you want with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I will be totally compliant with you guys. I will put up no struggle at all. And this is totally uncharacteristic of me, and I am so, so sorry I put you guys through this. And if you guys saw anything in there, I am so, so sorry. So sorry. Stuff that I was saying while I was in custody, I was still on shrooms, and I was still feeling the effects, and I was, pardon my language, tripping balls, and disregard everything that I said in that, because it will be of no use.
When was that?
When I was in here.
in custody, and people were asking me about lawyers and all that shit, and I was muttering on about utter nonsense.
This is before we
before you guys got in here. This will be useful for that, but you guys might not know about it. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I just don't know if I want to see family ever again. Just let them know I don't know. I have no idea. There's nothing I can do to... Oh, wow. Oh my god, that was... on such a bad path, and I thought it was turning around, and then all of a sudden the worst thing possible happened. Like, could not have been any worse.
Probably more helpful for you, right?
Yeah.
But we'll get you, like I said, we'll get you in touch with the lawyers as we get an opportunity to give you some privacy. Okay? Get your injuries looked after, get you cleaned up, and then we'll move forward from there. Okay? As I said, there'll be other officers that'll want to hear the whole story. They'll ask you a bunch of questions on it. They're the ones investigating. We've been working now for about 37 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So,
like I said, I'll be totally compliant with whatever you guys want. I am not a violent guy.
Yep, I understand. Sit back, and then, as I said, we got probably another 20 minutes before we get to the hospital.
Okay.
20, 25 minutes, and then get you treated and get some get some rest, right?
Pardon me?
So you can get some rest if you want to sit back there for a bit. You've been up for a while, I guess, eh?
the emerge entrance on Ross?
Same, right beside the main entrance. It's to the right of it.
I've never been to Ross, so...
Oh, okay. Well, you're going in the right direction right now.
I know where the hospital is, I just don't know where the different apartments are.
Well, when you go into that main... Have you gone to do a CCC there?
No. Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's easy to get into. We'll go... Not the first satellites to go into Lindsay, we'll go to the second satellites in Lindsay and make it right there.
Go north at...
Yeah.
I think it's Angela.
Whatever that street is.
And then, right at the New Holland dealer.
The new what?
New Holland. The Blue Tractors.
Oh, the Blue Tractors, yeah. Yeah, you make it right
straight
there.
Straight up there, it's just across like the main...
Yep.
Main drag, I guess.
Yep. On the right-hand side. I just go into that... Just pull right into the parking lot, you'll see it's right there. Everything's, like I said, it's on the front side of the hospital. Mr. Chan, have you ever been to Ross Memorial before? You've never been there, so they don't have any history for you then there, eh?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's almost up to where that sign is. Oh, it would be that sign. Yeah. Because the ER is just the other side of that ambulance bay there. Right by the blue tree. Let's make it right here.
They have police designated parking here.
Right, they can just park out front.
Under the canopy there.
handicap. You still have shoes on?
I never had
shoes on. I'm
sorry? I never
had shoes on. You don't have any shoes on? You're in bare feet?
Bare feet.
Okay.
We'll be at 10-7 at Ross Memorial. Our mileage is 13970. 13970.
10-7 at 7:05.
Mr. Chan, do you have any communicable diseases, HIV, Hep C, or anything like that? I'm sorry?
No?
Okay. Chilly.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go up over here. Right where that emergency entrance sign is there.
Okay.
Yep. Have a seat on this bench. Good morning.
Wake up.
We have Mr. Chan.
Okay, girl.
We do not. Do you not have anything on him?
So Chan, C-H-A-N.
Yep. First name of Thomas.
Get you a blanket when we get in there, Thomas.
17th of December, 96. Mr. Chan is under arrest for homicide and attempt homicide, and he has cuts to his hand as a result. CFS seals in the trunk. That was probably grab those. There has been indication of recent drug use as well. So I don't know if that make a difference or not for your treatment plans.
You want to get your temperature and your blood pressure, so just go ahead. Temperature's in your ear, okay? Is this a cut too long ahead?
I don't know.
Good.
worries. I'm here for everybody.
Chairs, the nurse will be with you shortly. You guys need any information, don't feel afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Have you been to my hospital before?
Just wait for the
heat. Just right next door to Jen.
Where do you want to go?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
We'll be able to get you guys in a second, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Hello.
Handwriting's a lot neater than mine is. Your handwriting is a lot neater than mine is. You think your wrist is broken too?
I don't know.
I noticed it looked pretty swollen there.
I
okay. Well, then you let them know. Let them know everything that you have for injuries. But I was noticing it looked like kind of swollen there earlier.
Yeah. So sorry, you guys have to deal with
it.
Sorry, you guys have to deal with
it. So we do.
Alright, do you have a family doctor, Thomas?
Dr. Malvin, I think.
What is it?
Dr. Malvin.
M-A?
M-A-L-T. M-A-N.
Craig?
Yeah.
In Peterborough.
You need to register, sir? You're with this young lady?
Alright, marital status, are we still single?
Yeah.
Live with family?
Yeah.
What's your address?
2416 Denure.
D-E-N-U-R-E?
D-E-N-U-R-E, yeah. It's like,
in Lindsay?
Drive in Peterborough. Peterborough.
Peterborough. Postal code?
K9K2L4.
Thank you. Phone number?
705-536-0049.
Next of kin.
Next of kin.
Who's your emergency contact?
My mom.
Yeah, and the name?
Roz, or Rosalia Vastano. Or
what's the last name?
Vastano, V-A-S-T-O-N.
V-A-S-T-O-N. That's it?
Mm. That's oh, Vastano, sorry.
Oh, on the end? Is she at that address you just gave me? Is that where she lives? And is that her phone number?
That's the home.
Or the home number? Okay. Anybody else you want on your chart?
It's not even. No.
Thank you. Want me to go grab that seal, or do you want to go grab it?
First in your bag.
It's in my briefcase inside my ticket book. Ticket book holder, yeah.
Anything else you need?
No. No, it's good.
She said she can go into
Trauma 2. Trauma
2?
No, I don't.
Okay. She's going to come around and get you.
Perfect, thank you. If you just send my partner in when he comes back in, it'd be sure, great. Yeah. Just over here, please.
I think she's coming this way.
Oh, this way?
See.
Okay.
I think she went that way.
I wish
so. Yeah, here she is.
Turn over the first room there, number one.
Oh, trauma one. Okay, perfect, thank you. Just right in here. Just have a seat on the bed. And I'll pop this back up here for you a little higher. There you go. You want up higher or lower? You good? You all right? Did you cut your feet too?
I have no idea.
Hey there. Get some cuts?
Shot
up today?
I don't know.
This was trauma one, right? This room? Okay. Thank you.
19. Did you go to school?
Yeah.
Like regular school?
Yeah.
So you would have had all your shots in, or else they would have kicked you out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you want to come over here? You can wash your hands and try and get that stuff off your face.
Sorry, kid, your name, please?
Jennifer Burns West. Space, no hyphen.
I've gone through that before.
Never, you know, never keep both names. It's a pain.
Burns West, no hyphen.
So what'd you get? That's right.
Yeah, Jennifer Burns West, no hyphen.
You have no idea? What time did that happen on?
It's around 3:30.
Yeah, that's good. And then you can just
Yes, I had 7:19.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's just, well, there's one little package, just a little teardrop, nothing. 7:06
for you.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm still catching up and driving.
Yeah, it's all good. Do you have an idea of which lawyer you wanted to talk to yet? No? Okay. Did you want us to get in touch with duty counsel then for you? I'm sorry?
Anyone. It doesn't really matter to me.
Just anyone? Doesn't matter to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get a phone book if you want. See if they have a phone book to look through. Do you want to pick a lawyer from the phone book?
Anyone.
No, it's okay. My name's already on the chart.
Well, it's up to you, Thomas. Whatever.
No sense.
Whatever lawyer you want to talk to, that's your right. So you can choose whoever you want to speak to.
Just the first one, I guess, the first one that comes up, or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even...
I'll see if they have a paper phone book they may.
Sure, okay. Took mushrooms, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There'd be a few pages of them tossed. So.
You're just
going
to have
to unzip this thing so I can see it. That's fine. You got to cut to your chest too, eh?
I guess.
So yeah, one is back there. He also was complaining too, his one wrist might be broken. He doesn't know, it's quite swollen. Would it be easier if we cuffed him to the bed as opposed to having the handcuffs in front? Okay, so what we'll do with on the one side. Okay. I think the left one here is the worst one, but.
Yeah, we'll keep the one that's swollen.
Yeah.
Uncuff
the swollen one there. And do too is I'll rotate this one around, make it a little easier on you. Okay.
So you said it was glass?
Yeah, I think so. Glass or metal? Either or.
Yeah, don't pick at it. Have to have a look at it, right? So,
no.
Probably end up getting an x-ray. Just leave that on for now.
My finger might swell up. That's why I hang it off now. Just in case.
Do you have any pain anywhere?
No.
You said left or right wrist?
Left wrist.
You might as well take your left one?
Yeah.
Right in there?
Yeah, I think it's okay. It's just swollen.
Move it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's put it in the latex gloves. There we go. So the glove.
Do you want a container?
Ah, sure. That would actually be great too. Supposed to stick it in a glove. I was going to make my own with a latex glove there, but... Lakeville College.
Yeah. Surprising, eh?
Thank you. You have any other jewelry you want to... Just the ring? So cutting the right knee and skin the left knee.
hotel's working today. We'll be in to see you shortly. You have blood on the front. Do you have any other cuts down there? Well, you do or you don't?
Minor.
Oh, you wrecked your Saks underwear. Date of birth?
96, December 17th.
Yeah. So Dr. Hartley just called. Yeah. And they want 15. Yeah. Oh, of course they want. Okay. PTAC. Where do they want them? At the Peterborough Clinic or at PRHC?
I think that's right in PRHC.
We see on like sure.
The bottom. They should know.
They don't, because that's all he was going to call us back with the information.
Well, he said the laser plate
is what he said. Okay, let's get a call back and ask him if it's. I think it's sure. Is it sure? Where the big.
Cardiology clinic is? Quorth Cardiology is Sherbrooke, yeah.
Yeah, if it's Quorth Cardiology, it's Sherbrooke. Which is the patient clinic? Okay.
Yeah. We've got this little form here as well for.
Oh, okay, sure perfect.
Dr. Hill would mind.
Yeah, no, you can fill that out and then. Where can I stick this sticker? Does it matter?
Doesn't really matter. There we go. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And is this phone get access to an outside line?
Sorry? Yeah, is this phone? Line.
Just dial 9? Okay, yeah. Awesome.
This is the first page of the lawyers here, Thomas. Starts right there, all right. This is the first one. You take a look and see. Slide right over top.
Russell Balance then right there. I think they're civil, but no, I'm not 100% sure. Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go down the list.
Take a look on some of the other pages too, where the ads are, that it might say what kind of law they do as well.
Legal Shield.
These guys do real estate, family law, landlord, tenant, consumer finance, estate planning, will, living will, powers of attorney, traffic related issues, or identity resolution services. That's Legal Shield. That's what they do. That's okay. Well, I can't pick for you, but here, let's go like this way here. Some lawnmowers. These are all Lindsay ones, right? Maybe they have a section here for criminal. No, they're all.
Yeah, I checked under C first to see if there was criminal law, but I didn't. There might be a small section, but I didn't see any big sections.
Yeah, these are all wills and estates.
See if somebody could forward, take a photo and email me the list that we have downstairs at the police station.
Well, we can also do a little bit of Google under Peterborough. Well, I do a Google search under Peterborough Lawyers, and the first one that comes up showing criminal is Aiken Robertson, Office of Richard Aiken. That includes, do you want us to try that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably be long distance from here.
Yeah, probably.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, thank you. That's Officer Moore calling from the Peterborough Police. We've got a gentleman in custody here for homicide, an attempted homicide.
Hello. His name is... Dr. Help.
Thomas.
Yes.
What kind of trouble are you having there this morning?
We may have a...
When did that happen?
3:30 is the, I believe, the time of the incident.
Oh, okay.
He was arrested at 3:45. That's why I'm saying approximately 3:30.
1122. How did you get to custody?
Glass or metal.
Broken glass?
Glass or
metal. Yes, and I'll get them through to dispatch and make a patch...
Where are you cut there?
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Bye bye.
Small officers. Small one up here. And one on the back. And
you've had all your immunizations?
So, I'm not sure.
health issues at all? You were in the hospital or had surgeries? Do you take any medicines? Allergic to anything you know? Saline or something.
Yeah. Do you want, or do you want a suture kit, or do you want just?
Yeah, I'll probably.
Okay.
So Thomas, I left a message with their answering service. They'll forward that on to the order you requested, and then they'll call us back. Okay.
I don't know, it makes a difference for you there, Dr. Hill. There was a concern of drug use as well.
Oh, okay.
This evening, I don't know if it makes a difference for your sutures or what have you. But.
All right.
Sure. His knee as well.
Do you need anything else?
Yeah.
You grab and
it's, yeah. I'll have to go and get it. I don't know what he wants.
Yeah, I'll just give whatever he needs.
Okay. Ah, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Cold?
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm just finishing my stretch. Do you want to put light on? Are you okay? No, this has been a bit of news.
Good.
Want the big light on?
Yeah, that'd be great. Would you want one on your back first there?
Don't fall off the... Do you, just a sec, I'll put the, when you're done there, I'll put the bed down.
I can do whatever you need me to do. Was that 14 you said?
13. school, Thomas?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Yeah,
that's
college.
Who do you take?
He's
team members to the desk, please. All available team members to the desk.
Everyone, I'm 5-0-9.
Staffing office, outside call, 911. Staffing office, outside call.
How many people got bedside report at the bedside number? One, two, three. Anyone that didn't receive a bedside report this evening at the direct 3 o'clock, or not to be that nurse, or at the 7 o'clock this evening? I'm not sure when the transition between myself and Carol will take place. Right now, I'm trying to call Catherine with surgical and OB. She has a whole. Carol is back this week, which is great, because last week I was carrying medicine ICU with fire short ED and health care staff for the caregiver. So this week will be a blessing when we really only have a quarter of the hospital and a half of the hospital. In the meantime, I'm going to carry my cell phone with a knot in the department.
Thank you.
Sorry. His left wrist is okay, or?
Sorry?
His left wrist is okay. It looks like it's all.
Left wrist.
He's
moving it all around.
Where's the wrist?
If that helps.
Do your
We can get some what?
Rest.
Oh, some rest. Oh.
You're going to have lots of time.
Yeah, well, I think they just
they'll
asked
for... They'll put you in. They'll do all the assessments and stuff at the jail, right? Is that where you're going?
No, we'll be heading back to Peterborough, but I think they have to x-ray your arm still, and then we'll head back. So once she's done dressing up your wounds here, you can relax until the x-ray gets dealt with, and you know, hopefully office of Richard Aiken's office will call you back, and you have an opportunity to talk to them. How's your battery power?
I'm in the yellow.
Well, if you want, I can go get mine. Mine's in the trunk of the cruiser.
Hang on for enough phone call.
Yeah, it should. If it goes red, then
yeah.
Then I'll go get it. I'm surprised I haven't called back yet. I guess it only opened up about 10 minutes ago. And that would be for the admin staff to show up, I don't think. Any of the lawyers are showing up at that point?
Could all be off this weekend.
Yeah, it could be. You could try for the home numbers. Google Richard Aiken. I think it was
okay,
just...
Okay, so you're going to go past, right? Do you know where that is?
We do not.
I'll show you. Okay, bud, sit up.
No, oh, I got to unhook him. He's tethered to the bed. Usually those are, Mr. Chan. Okay, I'm going to raise his arm up, rest up so you get the handcuffs off. See here. True. this ultrasound waiting room here? Is that where you want us?
Yeah, like there's a little cubby. Do you see it?
Yes.
Right in there.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll come.
Perfect.
Right in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you get the light? Find the light?
Are. Looks like a thermostat. Oh, there we go. Got a light in there. Found a light. Not the light. I had 14 on my watch. Or 45, sorry. No, yeah, 14. Dang it. I have 8, 16. The shadow in the room here. That looks like a hand was pointing the other way. Cuff off?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good.
Thank you.
One more here. Keep your hand the way it is. All right, relax your hand there. He's all done.
Awesome. Thank you.
You can bring your arm down there. No problem.
Rotate service? Yeah.
Just take that
away
from there, yep.
So then we have to carry it back or no?
Okay. And they'll have a look at the pictures over there.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. I just got back. falling asleep anyways.
Out in 5 to 7 days.
Okay. Can we grab that sheet for me, please? Are the instructions on there to say the staple's out in 5 to 7 days as well?
And he said 10.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Chan, we're heading out now. Well done. Thank you very much. Take care.
You guys can go this way. Just hit the silver plate on the door.
Thank you. Is that this door here? Grab the cruiser and bring it up to the door here? Or?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Is there any blanket for the back or no?
What's that?
Anybody can get a blanket for the back?
A blanket?
Yeah.
Well, they won't give us a blanket here to take with. But we'll crank the heat for you. The officer will go grab the car and move it up now, right? Let's make sure we're up out of the way. We'll go over here by these wheelchairs. Come up over here so we're not in the way over here. That heat cranked for you. I got 8:30 when he was discharged. I think that's when he filled out the paperwork, was at 8 o'clock. And then he sent us down. He wrote down 8:05 on here, and then I asked him about his wrist. So that's probably why there's a discrepancy on the times there. Because I think the wrist was, he wasn't aware of that when he did his initial treatment.
10:19, 8:33.
Sure. Seji, hi. We are on our way back. As you probably just heard on the radio, we were expecting a call from Richard Aiken's office for him to speak to Mr. Chan. However, there's now no opportunity to speak in private prior to our arrival to the police station. So if they call back, just let them know we're on the way back to the station. He can speak to him in private once we get there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Any heat making it back there, Thomas? Let us know if you need more heat.
Have you eaten at all since last night? You okay?
Well, I'll probably run and get you a coffee and a bagel or milk and a bagel or something if you want.
Sure, there's just one right up over here. Well, we don't want that. If you change your mind, let us know.
check Jacob and Ford for any lunch reports.
I'm front night.
18th of March, 97.
Thank you. Uniform India, all November, Alpha in November.
Thank you.
stuck in the traffic point. I'll regret not putting any on.
Yeah. Not quite cool enough for the LJs yet.
Thank you.
sliding around on us there, Thomas. Change your mind on that coffee and bagel yet? No. We'll probably go get you one anyway once we get back to the station and stuff.
Thank you very much.
You prefer coffee or milk or something?
Double.
All right, we'll see what we can wrangle for you. Our mileage is 14022. If you can just let the IC know that we're back as well.
Have you been booked in yet the first time?
I believe so, but...
Yeah.
Close to open 8, please. Are you up here? Alright.
I don't have the keys here. I don't have the keys.
Just grab a seat right over here.
Thomas Chan.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Staff Sergeant O'Brodnick. I'm just the officer in charge of the station right now. You've already been booked in earlier today. You've gone through all the questions on the sheet with the officer. So I don't need to go through all the booking again. There's nothing on him. He's been searched.
No. There's nothing on him. He's got a pair of... He just has a pair of underwear on underneath the suit. I figured we'd change his suit out because it's all bloody. I have a ring that has come off his finger now that came off at the hospital. So it'll have to be logged into evidence. Likely, I imagine they'll want to seize it.
What do they want?
I said, I imagine they'll want to seize it as his ring.
Okay.
But I don't know if they'll want to seize it or not, but it did come off in the hospital. Okay, so.
Cool. Yeah. Have you confirmed they want the suit changed off? Okay, so Bert's going to do that. We'll change you into a new suit here.
Get the handcuffs off there, Thomas.
Let's take him into the phone room to do this, staff?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to move this room over here. Yep, okay. So you want to take that one off? We'll get this on for you. These are booties here for you. So let's put them on. You just want to take a step back over there for a second? This way. Just in here.
I just need to ask you a couple questions regarding hazards. Is there any suicidal, mental, medical, or communicable diseases I need to be aware of? It?
History of depression.
History of depression.
Suicidal thoughts.
No, that's fine.
All employed.
Well, that cruiser will have to come out of commission too, so all the blood in the back, right? So, I'll take this stuff upstairs, and then.
Well, you can use that one to drive up to Toronto and bring it back. So, Sedgie, just bring you guys sit in the front, but just because we don't have many cruisers as it is right now.
Okay.
As it stands, at least we can use this just for.
Okay.
Because you're not going to be transporting a prisoner, so.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you upstairs, animal. Time is 9:21. Recording is stopping.
Okay.